Are you thinking about buying or selling a home, or want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. We are sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Chad Preby, and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspections, James Tolson with Country Financial, Cregan's Construction, and Gray Duck Staging and Design. A little bit of a tongue twister there today. Joining me in studio is Ben Greilanger with the House Geeks and Bricks Real Estate. And as typically always, Chad Preby, Bell Bank, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Kirk. Good to see you, Ben.
Good to see you, Chad.
If you want to catch us on one of the many different channels, if you like this show, if you're listening to us on the radio or podcast, you can catch us Saturday mornings on the CW23 at 6:30. Or if you're watching this on the CW and you want to find us elsewhere, we are available on whatever podcast device you may be using or on AM 950 Sundays at noon. Don't forget to check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you'll find all the greatest searching and researching tools, as well as our free smart home buyer and smart seller guides. These things are great. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we talk about regularly on this show are covered in those books, as well as a ton of other great information. Also, the Bricks Report with tons of stats there, and the Mastermind, the market that we typically put out Mondays. If you're, you know, really getting close to coming into the market, that's a great little tidbit to watch there. As always, if you have any questions for us, you can give us a call at 651-303-0019. Happy to help you with any of your real estate questions or needs. Today, we're going to be talking about the best home searching and researching sites and apps. But first, we're going to get to the Twin Cities real estate news here, starting off with the new listings coming into the marketplace. Week over week is going down as we kind of expected it would at this time of year. It was at 1,457 new listings coming into the 13 county metro area, now down to 1,343 week over week. Ben, what are we seeing for pending sales?
Yeah, pending sales week over week has dropped off a bit as well, and it's actually dropped off over the past month. Definitely a seasonal kind of pullback on buyer energy in the pending sales.
What was that week over week numbers?
Currently it's at 1235 pending sales, down from 1316.
Okay, so yeah, the velocity of new listings slowing down there compared with the pending sales, I'm assuming is bringing our inventory back a little bit then.
Yeah, actually, well, inventory is kind of on a downward trend as well. There, it's dropped back a little over 100 from week over week, and that's it's down over last year overall. So there's definitely still a very tight housing market.
Yeah, and this is going to make things, you know, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, the tightness and what we might see into the spring market, and because of this drop back in inventory, is causing our showings per listing per week average, so in the 250 to 500,000 price range in the Twin Cities area, what somebody might expect for average number of showings is gone up. It's gone up to 4.22 from a 3.96 a couple weeks ago. So that tightening of the inventory is speeding that market back up. Chad, what are you seeing as far as interest rates?
Yeah, thanks, Kirk. Interest rates are solid. You know, we did have a little bit of a tick up last week. That did rebound. So we're just above historic lows. Still great opportunities with mortgage rates.
What are you thinking as far as where rates may go? You know, when we look, you know, there's a lot of buyers that want to hold out until spring. Is there any thoughts on where rates might be 4 to 5 months in advance? I know that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a good question, though. You know, and we don't have the crystal ball. But from what I read and what I study, we're going to see a little bit of an increase in interest rates, not to scare you off. But we are going to see a little bit of increase. The Fed's come out with a big statement this week. They're going to talk about tapering. And we'll see what happens to the market there. But still, overall, great, solid market. And come springtime, I think we're still going to be in a really good rate environment, maybe just about an eighth of a quarter percent higher than where we're at today.
Yeah, and that's not big movement.
No.
I mean, in comparison, I know we were joking in the meeting a few days back as to, you know, the interest rates we used to get, you know, when we bought our first house. You know, I was like excited when I had a 5.25. So,
yeah,
you know, when
point.
We're talking about interest rates at 3.25, 3 3/8 or something like that, you know, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So this all brings our market meter with that increased velocity into the marketplace, more showings happening per listing, lower amount of new listings, bringing that inventory down, is bringing our market meter to a 6.43. This is up from where we were. You know, looking back a few weeks, we were at a 6, really floating right at the threshold of a balanced market versus a seller's market. And now with this 6.43 is pushing us back up into that seller's market range. So this is kind of, you know, talking about where the market's going to be going over the next few months is what I like to say, this is the storm before the calm before the storm, right? So I think there's a lot of buyers out there. They're seeing rates starting to move up. They want to jump in while inventory is still relatively high. Mm-hmm. Those looking to hold out, beware. The inventory is going to get tighter and interest rates may start to climb. For sellers out there, would highly recommend getting your home ready to come to market by mid-February. Typically, I like to say, you know, if you wait until it's green, you're gonna miss out on green. If you're proud of your gardens that you have good pictures of it. Use it in the listing. You have them at the home, but don't wait until those gardens are in bloom to sell your home, because you're going to miss out on thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. When we come back, we're going to get right into those best searching and researching tools and apps. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreby.com. That is chadpreby.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kurt Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under Publications. Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. I'm Kirk Duckwall. As mentioned, joining me in studio, Ben Greilanger and Chad Preby. Today, we're going to be doing our roundtable on the best sites and apps for researching and searching homes. So, you know, there's a ton of sites out there. There's tons of great information available to the consumer and to the real estate agent. But a lot of people just tend to go to only a couple right out of the gate, and they get stuck with those.
Right.
There's a misconception that, you know, that you can get all the information in potentially in one spot. Mm-hmm. Or the other one is that you have to go to lots of spots to get certain information.
It's really overwhelming.
And it's, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So what I wanted to break down was, you know, what is it I use and recommend to my clients to really dive in for that searching and researching? And this is great information, whether you're a buyer or a seller. You know, you can do some back checking on your own to know, you know, what's actually happening in a given neighborhood if you're looking at selling in a particular neighborhood. So, you know, right out of the gate, a lot of people, you know, the elephant in the room, it's Zillow, right? They go to Zillow, you know, well-established real estate site that's been around for a while. But, you know, some of the things that we see on there is it doesn't always have the broken down statuses as to exactly what's happening at this moment in time. So it'll say active on a listing, but maybe it's an active contingent or something like that. And that all has to do with what IDX, how they set up their IDX feed. Right, okay. And I know I'm using some technical terms. Yes. If you're a real estate agent out there, you know what I'm probably talking about. But it's when each company sets up their real estate site, they can choose how things are disseminated out to people. So part of the reason I wanted to do this roundtable was to kind of break down, well, where can you get some of the best, most accurate information as you get to your sales? So I'm going back, circling back to Zillow. I definitely use Zillow. I know we talked about this before the show of what we use it for. I love that site for some of the tax history. You were saying...
It's really user-friendly when you... If you're looking at a property or looking at a website, I highly recommend double-checking the information that is on that website because it's not always accurate. For example, property taxes. Property taxes play a major piece in your monthly payment. And if you're looking at old data on a website, like let's say a Zillow or whatever it is you're looking at, if you're looking at old data, that's not going to give you the most accurate payment. But Zillow has a link right to the county website. So you click on that link, it goes right to whatever county you're looking at that property in. It's going to give you the up-to-date property tax amount. And that's a very important thing.
Well, and sometimes it's not the website that might be pulling the information. So, you know, a site like Zillow, which used to be like a third-party marketing-based and has switched now to more of an IDX, is that they're relying on the agent to put in the most up-to-date taxes.
Right.
So, like you're saying, you're able to back-check that right on that site, which is really nice. So you're able to look at the county information as to taxes or assessments that might be there.
Very good point.
And so you can kind of just skip a step right there versus having to go to the county website for the specific county, especially if you're looking all over the place.
For sure.
And then also it shows the listing history on a Zillow. So, you know.
When it was sold. What, you
know, and price sold, changes.
Price changes, price per square foot. It dials that in right away.
Yep.
It does the calculation.
There's lots of great information. The other one that can get blown out of proportion sometimes is, you know, looking at something like the Zestimate.
Right.
But people put a lot of faith into that. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, you got to look at the Zestimate range of what they're predicting, not just that one individual number. Look at the total range as to where a home might be valued. So that will help you get a better idea of values in that specific neighborhood. Okay, so moving on. A lot of people, when they get out on showings, or I even know sellers sometimes who don't exactly know where their property lines are. This is a great site that someone on our team had recommended, which is Parceled. Parceled is an app for your phone that you can pull up exactly where property lines are. And so when you're walking around your house, I mean, it locks in pretty close, and I think it's down to within a few feet or a meter or something like that.
Yeah.
And you can walk around and see where your property lines lie.
Because I'm gonna go home and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty useful.
Cool.
It can be really helpful too, of like on a larger lot where, you know, maybe there's some bigger trees that, you know, are not looking so good, that maybe trees need to come down eventually. It's like, oh, you want to know whose tree is this, kind of thing. You know?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and sellers wondering if something's encroaching potentially.
Whose shed is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So Parceled can really help you out, whether, again, you're out on showings or your seller that's maybe not exactly sure where some of these boundaries are, because those questions do come up from buyers and from agents mm-hmm. and title companies and all of that. So it's an way to get yourself informed on that. On that same note, the county GIS.
I love this one.
This one's really cool because now you can even do measurements.
Right.
Yeah. And be relatively accurate. Mm-hmm. You know, this can be handy if you're trying to figure out how many running feet of fence. You can pull up a satellite view of the property and then it'll overlay. You can even do topographical and then the boundaries. You can take rulers and draw out around your property. If, like, again, going back to the fence, or if you, you know, let's say you're putting in an extension to your driveway, or whatever it may be, this tool is useful. So to find the county GIS, you just type in whatever county you're looking in or you live in and add in GIS, and it should just show up right there when you go into Google. So
I play around with that a lot just out of curiosity of my own house. You know, it's kind of neat to see what tools are out there, and these are all free.
Well, and you were saying there was a benefit regarding if you're trying to figure out if something is classified as a condo or maybe a townhouse.
Yeah, good point. As a mortgage lender, I use the GIS all the time because when I'm dealing with a townhome and a condo, it's hard to sometimes differentiate what type of property it is. And
yeah, just because it looks like a townhome and smells like a townhome doesn't mean it's actually classified as a townhome in its legal description.
Exactly. So that GIS mapping is what I use a lot, because if it's a condo, it's going to show, it's going to be highlighted, the whole building's going to be highlighted, right, as one common interest community, one CIC. Mm. If it's a townhome, each individual unit's going to be highlighted.
Right, like a quad. This is very common. Quad is basically a split level townhouse divided into four units, and if it's classified as a townhome, that'll be chopped up right down and be into four.
Yep.
So,
exactly.
And this is important for those FHA buyers that might be out
extremely
there,
important.
Or VA buyers, to make sure that you know what type of property it is, because you don't want to go through the hassle of making an offer just to find out that association might not qualify.
Huge.
Now, let's say you do come across a association that is classified as a condo. There's a website you can find out if that association is FHA approved.
Correct.
So this is through HUD, Department of Housing and Urban Development. And you just type in HUD FHA approved condos. You really just need to know the name of the association.
Correct.
And the county that it's in. And you can find out if an association is approved.
Yep,
so this can save you a lot of headache on your search. What you don't want is go out with an inexperienced agent, be making an offer on a place, and your financing isn't set up or approved by what that association has qualified for.
Very big point, yeah. If your agent is not going over this with you, if you're in the market to buy a townhome or a condo, and your agent's not talking to you about this stuff, you have to really question yourself if you're working with the right person. This is very important information, especially if you're an FHA buyer. I know you mentioned that, Kirk, but these are very powerful tools and at no cost to you.
Yeah. All these sites we're talking about are free sites or can be given you access to you through your real estate agent. Next one I want to get to, Minneapolis Association of Realtors. You don't have to be a part of the association to access this data. At the beginning of the show, we covered the news portion. That's where we're getting this information from. It's coming in from either the weekly market updates that they put out. That's the one I really love to follow for the Twin Cities news. Also, if I'm doing research for a client on a given area, that's where I'll use the local market updates.
Yeah, they have every neighborhood, cities overall, suburbs, counties data. I mean, it's just, the wealth of information on there is unbelievable.
Yeah, stop relying on your friends and neighbors to tell you what's going on in the market because they may be only basing it off of a couple things they've heard. You go there, you can actually see the real-time days on market for your given neighborhood or your given suburb that you're in. Mm-hmm. So, and what is the average list to sale price? I know that's a question I get a lot. Mm-hmm. So, this is available to you. Just again, type in Minneapolis Association of Realtors. Another one I love, if you really want to geek out on stats, is the housing supply, mm-hmm. Or the foreclosure, I think, indicators one as well, showing you how many foreclosures are into our marketplace, what percentage. It gives you kind of a health of our market when you're looking at that. So again, gives you that real time, here's what's happening in the market versus just somebody's opinion. So yeah, just a wealth of data there. A lot of people, they've heard about the MLS. So what we use here in the Twin Cities is called Northstar MLS. And this is something your realtor can set you up on a search with, okay? And if you're really getting involved in the home searching process, this is what you want to be using. So don't be afraid. Reach out to your real estate agent. Be informed, right? Don't be afraid. Be informed. Contact them. Get set up with access so you can get all the information pulled down to you. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the different brokerages, like I said, have IDX where they're setting what information is pulling through. Once you're set up with Northstar, you're basically getting that pushed all to you of what's available for the public instead of a specific site picking what's going to be pushed. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, I know a lot of people are probably, not necessarily on their laptops or desktops when searching, and they're using apps. Mm-hmm. When it comes to that, HomeSpotter is the one basically we use as real estate agents. This is a great tool.
Hands down.
In the classes that we do, we demonstrate why this is so good. I mean, you can see real-time offer status, basically, of what is contingent or pending, coming soon, all of that.
It's got a really up-to-date mortgage calculator as well. Mm-hmm. Very user-friendly where there's slide bars, and it's accurate.
Yep.
That's one thing I just want to key on real quick, guys, is a lot of these websites are going to provide you a mortgage calculator. I don't want you to count on those. So you should be talking to your real estate agent or mortgage lender about what calculators they use. HomeSpotter is a very good tool.
Yeah.
It's calculating the mortgage insurance correctly. It's giving you a ballpark range. You're plugging in the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance, mm-hmm. but the mortgage insurance, the PMI.
Oh, no, property tax is automatic.
Yeah, it's even automatic. Yeah. So you can't,
it makes it easy.
It makes it easy.
You just got to know your down payment.
But
approximate interest rate.
If you Google mortgage calculator, you're going to get about 13,000 of them you can click on. Don't trust those. They're not always accurate, I guess.
Yeah, because they may be leaving out key aspects. And what those typically are is it's not going to have the correct property taxes or an appropriate estimate for homeowner's insurance or the estimated mortgage insurance.
Yep.
Which will throw off, could throw off your payment by hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So, yeah, certain sites, they try to kind of get you to click and go in because they show this really low payment.
Yeah.
But it's not factoring in every piece of the pie. So another great thing that HomeSpotter provides is you can enter in, how far or where your work is, mm-hmm. and it'll give you traffic based on traffic, how far you should be looking. Right? Hey, I want to be no more than 20 minutes from my house.
That is really
this weird amoeba shaped thing on the map, and that'll kind of give you a general range of where 20 minutes is.
Or if you like open houses, right? You can pull up and I'll show you, here's what's actually open for open houses today. On the mortgage side of things, there's some really good sites. I'm going to run through this quick. I know we're just getting down to our last minute here.
Yeah.
FreddieMac.com/PMMS. So that stands for Primary Mortgage Market Survey, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yep. You can see interest rates basically on a weekly basis of where those are at. They update them every Thursday. If you want to geek out more than that, Trending Economics shows a 10-year treasury yield, which will give you an idea of where mortgages may trend based on what that's doing on a daily rate there. And then, of course, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. I can't leave that
one out.
Right.
Right. Well, there, I mean, we have obviously the mastermind, the market, giving a you know, the quick breakdown of what our market is doing and where it might be going, along with access to, you know, the smart home buyer, smart seller guides, the bricks report, all of that. So, yeah, check that out. Hopefully you found all of these tools useful to find out about. And if you want to go back and check them all out, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance, however, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. I know we covered a ton of websites in our last segment, so if you want to recap and go back through those, if you go to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com, when you click on this show, once it's uploaded there, we will have a list of those links through YouTube. So hopefully you find those valuable. Today, we're going to be highlighting 2619 Knox Avenue North in Minneapolis. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home with 1,334 square feet, priced at $270,000. This has a new two-car garage and a great backyard oasis, an amazing designer kitchen. Yeah, this kitchen is awesome. This house has updates all throughout, very tasteful though, to the charm of this home. As always, if you have any questions for us, questions regarding the listing, please feel free to reach out. If you want to reach us directly, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Would love to help you with any of your real estate questions or needs. Again, 651-303-0019. And check us out online at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com for all of our past shows, great updates, and free publications. Thanks for hanging out around with us. Thanks, guys, for coming in. We'll see you next week.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.